town population increases by 3. This is Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Mariah.
Mariah. Oh, so you did not go with another J name this week.
I did not. That sort of just came to me organically on the way over here.
You do look like a Mariah.
You think?
No.
Not at all.
No. Like a Jessica? Maybe.
Well, I just have to say, in the 4 weeks since I've been changing my name weekly, it's really made my life so much more exciting.
Has it?
It has.
Really?
Yeah.
As exciting as the Jones family who had triplets this week?
Oh, congratulations to the Jones family.
Have you seen the pictures on Facebook yet?
I have.
And why did you say it that way?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
Realize we are a community newspaper.
Right.
Since we were kicked off the newspaper.
It's like holiday cards with like the worst possible picture of your kids when they're in like sweats and, making some weird faces. Like, you don't have one better picture. I feel like if the kid is not quite cute yet, maybe you should wait a couple weeks to post the picture.
What I don't understand about that is, with digital cameras, you can take 7,000 pictures and it doesn't cost you anything.
Exactly.
You can't get one good
one. One good picture and like filter.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going on what you're saying. I'm sure these kids are beautiful.
They are beautiful because they're new life. But as you know, triplets, twins, it tends to be a preemie. They tend to be small, a little blue, extra wrinkly. I mean, like, who needs to see that? Just show a picture of the pretty announcement or something.
So, congratulations. Obviously, they will not be listening to this podcast this is done.
They might sue us for libel of their,
Well, if the kid is ugly, truth is an absolute defense. What can you say?
Oh, that's true, right. You used to be a lawyer before you became head of Neighborhood Watch, right?
I was, yes.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes, exactly.
Because you'll make sure that whatever we put on the air is not libelous.
I can't promise that. I didn't say I was a good lawyer. I just said I was a lawyer. So I wanted to update you. I finally came to a conclusion after a four-week investigation.
What is going on at the meth, opiate, cat feces potentially house?
Well, it turned out that I went and knocked on the door and somebody answered.
Ooh,
and
this is good.
We were right.
What?
It's a cat feces house.
Oh, my goodness.
There are two old women who live there, sisters, both in their 200s, and the house is in disrepair. And as a good Neighborhood Watch person and as a community service member, I volunteered to call a gardener to cut their lawn for them.
That was nice.
It was nice.
But who's going to remove all the cat feces?
Well, that's not my problem. I just don't want to look at the outside of that house anymore.
That's true. Blight.
So,
but
I'm happy to report.
They weren't cited with blight before your investigation.
Right, exactly. So now we're one less house with blight.
Okay.
The inside, I can't do anything about.
Does it smell from the outside of cat feces?
I did not venture inside.
No, just from the outside, I would think there'd
be a great
smell.
I did not venture close enough to even get a whiff of it. The front door, I did not smell it. It was like two skeletons walking up and opening the door that point. So, but I'm happy to report that it is not a meth house.
Right.
So we are no meth houses. We do have the 6 pedophiles, and we're down to 26 blight houses now that I've taken care of this
one. Nice. And I feel like, on the upside, pedophiles and blight houses and cat ladies add diversity to the town because people accuse us of not having any diversity.
Well, that's the reason why we started this podcast,
highlight the diversity
in the
town.
To highlight the diversity because we were stifled on the community newspaper.
That's right.
I don't have to remind people that, the article that got me thrown off was writing about the softball incident where the skirt flew up and everything was seen because no underwear was being worn.
It's a ridiculous thing to be thrown off for. And then I was thrown off for just commenting, wow, what a cunt, to your article.
The fact that she had a nice-looking one or that she was? I'm confused. I keep getting confused.
I wasn't sure. I mean, I didn't see it, so only you can answer that question.
Yes, it was a positive in both. It was nice-looking, and she is one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of cunty to get in a fight at a field
kids
hockey
softball
game. Softball, right.
Well, that's not the first one. We had another incident in town this week that we need to report on. Unfortunately, the new gym teacher who was hired, turns out he was a pedophile.
Oh, God. He only lasted a week?
Yes. So we do have the announcement back up. The high school is looking for yet another gym teacher.
Which proves my theory that there's more than just 6 in town, because those are the registered sex offenders, but he must be one of the unregistered sex offenders.
Right. You know what? You may be right.
Mm-hmm.
I may be crazy.
But I just may be a lunatic you're looking for.
We can't go any further. Otherwise, Billy Joel might sue us for using his lyrics.
That's right. Although, my therapist, well, I won't even go there.
Yes, you will. I have a story about the possible reopening of the Acropolis Diner, but since you brought up your therapist, that I think takes precedent over a new possible diner coming to town.
Right.
New old possible
diner.
Well,
speaking of those Billy Joel lyrics, my therapist pointed out that my dislike of cliches might be similar to someone else's dislike of how I talk in song lyrics, and that I should be a little more conscious of that, that my use of song lyrics to describe my life might be as annoying to someone else as me, how I hate the cliches.
It's not, trust me.
Okay, good.
Cliches drive me insane. I didn't mention it last week. I didn't mention it the first 3 weeks. But yes, I hate cliches more than anything
in the
world.
Aren't they patronizing?
They are. I hate cliches, and I hate lists in the old community newspaper.
Oh.
That's the other thing I hate.
Me too. I know we're going to talk about the Acropolis reopening, which is exciting. We really spearheaded that change.
Right.
But as to cliches, it's like when people are posting on Facebook that they're dying and they have stage 4 cancer, and then all these people with the cliches, you got this. Hang in there. You know,
yeah.
I mean, is that really helpful to anyone who's like, well, actually, I've got stage 4 fucking pancreatic cancer. I might have 10 months at the most to live. Like, you negating reality and then telling me I got this is just infuriating to me.
Right.
Even though it's not my cancer, but just reading about it makes me nuts.
Right. So what you're saying is you hate cliches, you hate people. So when somebody writes an obituary...
Yeah.
For someone they didn't know. That's another thing.
Oh.
I'm sure they were a great person because you're a great person.
Right, the tributes and the odes to people that they don't know.
Right.
Or they're like upset for days over someone they don't know.
Right.
And yet their own family member dies and they're like, well, you know, rest in peace.
I'm glad that we could tie in the whole triplets birth in our town to obituaries and dying of cancer
it's
and
the full
cliches.
Circle of life,
it
like
is.
The Lion King. We are just a microcosm of the Lion King. Community news is.
So getting back to the Acropolis Diner.
Yes, what's the news?
There are rumors that it is going to reopen.
Okay.
Possibly under a new name.
Okay, like Mykonos Diner? Or?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
So because of our outreach to the community, people signed the petition. We got up to 20 signatures on it.
Amazing.
And because of that... They are reconsidering reopening the diner, so we will have more than one choice to go to in town at this
Fantastic.
Point.
Fantastic. Do you think they'll give us free souvlaki?
I doubt that.
To reward us for getting it open?
I find that hard to believe.
Maybe the Hungarian goulash special on Tuesdays. Maybe they'll... I don't think it's that popular. Maybe they'll give us some.
So I didn't touch on this last week, not to cut you off on
your
Greek tangent, but the community newspaper did post another list... Getting ready for fall and back to school.
Ugh.
Get your pens and pencils early. They're on sale early and they tend to run out.
Bring your list to Staples. Don't forget the list.
Go through your old supplies. You never know what you might still have.
Recycle 3-inch binders.
Exactly. So that's the list. That's the community newspaper. That's where we left. We give hard-hitting news about... The Hi-Ho Motel, about the Acropolis Diner, about the triplets in town.
About ugly babies.
About ugly babies, and of course about posting ridiculous comments when somebody is dying.
Exactly. So, and they make lists of inane topics.
So just in conclusion, don't forget the school is yet looking for another gym teacher. So if you know anyone who is not a pedophile this time, please send your resume to them. As always, we're accepting letters, emails, faxes, tweets to us. Anything you want to bring up about the town or want us to address, we'll be more than happy to.
I didn't even know it was called tweets. I thought it was called Twitters. Thanks
Twitters?
For teaching me something today.
Tweets, I think it is.
Thanks for teaching me something new today.
Twitters?
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was called Twitter and then you Twitter people.
I think it's tweet people.
Oh my gosh, you just taught me something new. Thank you,
Look at
Paul.
That. This show is informative besides
and,
being a community hard-hitting news.
Educational.
Exactly. So in wrapping up, my name is Paul. Who are you this week? I forgot.
Am I Jessica? Oh no, I'm Mariah.
Mariah this week. And thanks for listening to Community News. We'll not see you next week. We will talk to you soon.
Ooh, that's a good closing.